I'll just speak briefly and encourage all of you, as you have the fortunate opportunity to come in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement, to understand this philosophy and implement it in your life. Human life is rare. We get human birth after many, many births. Ladva sudur lavamidang bahu sambhavante manusham. After many births we get the human life. Only in the human form of life can we understand what is the meaning of life, what is the reality. We are all suffering in this material world. But due to illusion we don't even recognize that we are suffering or the severity of that suffering. But in human life we should see that this material world is simply full of suffering and try to make a solution to that. So this Krishna conscious movement is meant for this. It's not like some, most of what you could call Hindu movements are meant for some kind of adjustment, how to live in the world better. But it's a false hope. This material world is simply miserable. There's so much propaganda in the modern age. Be a success. There's no success in this material world. The only success is getting out of it. The prime minister in this life can be a dog in the next life. And actually one astrologer said that about Pandit Nehru. He said in his next life he'd become a dog. So, become a dog, we've already been a dog so many times. So now we should become Krishna's dog. It means fully surrendered to Krishna. One side, there's the consideration this material world is miserable. On the other side, there's the bliss of bhakti, of serving Krishna. Krishna is always happy. At a level that in our present state we cannot imagine. And Krishna is simply inviting us to join us in his happy pastimes. So bhakti in this world is the process by which we revive our bhakti. Bhaktiya sanjataya bhaktiya. Bhakti is very easily executed by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So this movement is the real Vedic path. It's not some bluff or some imagination, some speculation. It's the real Vedic path suitable for the modern age. The modern age means Kali Yuga, going on for the last 5,000 years. And according to modern history, the modern concept of history, 5,000 years, is very long way in the past. According to the Vedic concept, it is the modern age. It's just the beginning of Kali Yuga. So for Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatiranyata. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, but to chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Krishna. So we are doing that, and we invite you to do so also. Hare Krishna. That's all I'll say for now. There's much more to be said. But that's all I'll say just for now. Hare Krishna. Please keep on coming.